Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to everybody, whenever and wherever you are listening to this from. Tonight, I am going to talk about apps. Last month, I said that I was going to cover the App Store, the iTunes Store, and the Apple Store app, but then I realized I think that's too much, too irrelevant when we could actually do a lot better, and so I'm going to talk about the iTunes Store and the Apple Store app later on, but I decided that, I could have a much better discussion about apps. So that is what we're going to do. So let's start by just talking about what is an app. It is, I guess you could call it a computer application or a computer program. It is what runs your iPhone, and it is also the same term used for Android. It is the same term used for Mac, and even the PC has adopted the term now. Not so much for the programs you download off the web, but they do actually have a Microsoft App Store for Windows. So the term has definitely gotten a lot to a broader recognition over the years. So your phone, like I said, is driven by apps. It's just that the core apps for your phone are pre-installed, such as phone, mail, messages, settings, all that stuff you see on your phone, they are all apps. And by the way, there's a lot of them you can remove. There may be one or two that you can't, but we will talk about removing apps a little bit later. But let's say you want a third-party app because you want something to do, your phone to do something that it cannot do otherwise. For instance, Zoom, a great little app for your phone. If you have not used it on your iPhone, I encourage you to do so because things will sound so much better than calling in by phone, believe me. So to do this, we need the App Store. So when it comes to purchasing and getting apps, there are three different pieces of terminology you need to be aware of. So there's three different things, like I said, you need to be aware of. And that is the terminology for apps and what to look for when getting them. So there is the free apps, and you'll know if it's a free app if it says get button next to the app. And we will come back to this in a little bit. Then the next type of app is a paid app. And this one will be an app that you have to purchase ahead of time. Like you purchase and you do that through either, a card or PayPal account linked to your iTunes Store or Apple Pay or a gift card. And there is the in-app purchase, which is not the same as getting the app. So you can have a free or a paid app, but it can have an in-app purchase, or it could have an account-based system, depending on the app. A good example, for instance, is an app with an in-app purchase might be, I know Spotify used to have the in-app purchase, where the app itself is free, but if you wanted to pay for the music service, you did that within the app. But here's the thing that you do need to know now when it comes to paid apps. Just because you pay for it does not mean you won't have to on a separate device. This is especially true if you have a Mac app and a phone app. And a great example of this, by the way, is Voice Dream Reader. On the phone, if you want Voice Dream Reader, you purchase it for a one-time fee of $19 and change, and that's it. You're done. You don't have to worry about it anymore. The Mac, he actually has a completely different model for that particular app, even though it's pretty much the same thing. Instead of paying a one-time flat rate, you pay a subscription, which is $4.95 a month. So just because the app is a certain way on one device does not always mean it's going to be the same way on another device. But Apple, they went to their Genius Bar and they said, what can we do to help the consumer? And that's where they actually introduced a very unique concept called family purchases. And sometime, in most cases, this will allow you to make a single app purchase, or either a paid app or an in-app purchase, and nobody else has to pay any additional charges. Again, some apps can be different. It really depends. So those are the other types of things. And the other type of things you might encounter are paid accounts that are not even linked to your app. A good example might be Netflix. So you have to pay for Netflix, but you can use the app to watch it on your phone, and you would just sign into your account. But you may have originally purchased the service through like your computer instead. But the app is allowing you to access your account. So that's another thing with apps. So how do we get to the marvelous world of applications? Well, we do our app store.
1909.
That's nice. Okay, and let's start by doing this. Open App Store.
App Store, today, Tuesday, August 23rd, heading.
So what this is doing now is there's several different categories here in the App Store that we need to be concerned with. And I'm going to start by going to the bottom of the screen on the left-hand side.
Tab bar. Selected. Today. Tab. 1 of 5.
And again, it's telling us selected, so we know that we are on the Today tab. Now if I swipe right.
Games. Tab. 2 of 5. Apps. Tab. 3 of 5. Arcade. Tab. 4 of 5. Search. Tab. 5 of 5.
The primary fields I'm going to focus on are going to be the Today screen and the search, but I will briefly show you the apps category as well. Now, let's see here. So the reason why we want to be concerned with the Today screen, there's definitely a lot of junk on here, but there's a lot of important things too. This is going to be able to where we can go to a thing called My Account, and we can see our entire purchase history, and if you're in a family sharing group, you can see your other members' purchases as well. I hesitate to say family because I know a lot of friends do family sharing, but you can see their purchases as well. And what's nice about that is, like, for instance, Chanel a while back had purchased Twitterific. And so when I wanted to try that app, it was a paid app. I think this is for the Mac store. I think the phone version is free. But I could go into her purchase history and just download the app because I couldn't remember how it was spelled. It may have been a different app. But the point is, I could easily download the app. I could see what cool apps she'd played with, or if I'm not sure of a spelling. So there's a lot of advantages to that, and vice versa. And this is also where you update your apps. And by the way, I am one of those that definitely believes in letting apps update automatically, because a lot of times ones, especially like Facebook or whatever, yeah, they can break things, but they also fix other things like security patches and stuff like that, which is very important. So I definitely let my apps stay on the phone. All right, but let's start by, how can we search for an app? Well, let's go to our search tab.
Search
first.
Tab, games, search, heading.
And I'm presented with search, a search heading.
Games, apps, stories, and more. Search field.
So it's saying games, apps, stories, and more.
Discover. Heading.
There's a discover.
NASCAR games. Button. Magnifying glass. Button. Stock market. Button. Football games. Button. Suggested. Heading. Advertisement. Tales Noir.
And so now it's like to tell me a lot of the apps that I could potentially download with their categories. We're going to search
games,
for something.
Apps. Stories. Insert, you know what? Vertical search field.
I think
field.
We're going to look
misspelled
for an app
words.
I haven't misspelled put on my words. Phone in a while. And that would be
characters.
Skype.
Frail screen input. S-K-L.
Oops,
dots 1.
That.
Y-P-E. Skype. Skype portrait.
So I searched for Skype, and then I am using Braille screen input, so I did my search gesture. But for you, if you're using a standard keyboard, it would be on the bottom right, typical button placement there.
Clear can't Skype talk chat collaborate 4.5 stars 62k ratings button.
All right, right off the bat, I'm seeing my app results here.
Redownload button.
Redownload. So this tells me I've had the app on my phone in the past, and now I can just redownload it.
Group me. social networking, 4.5 stars, 1.6M ratings, button.
So now it's giving me other results that I might think I might want.
Get in-app purchases, button.
Ah, get. And it's telling me it has in-app purchases. So what do I know off the top of my head? That the app itself is free. And there might be, well, I don't know what their in-app purchases are. There might be a free version that is ad-based and a premium version, but the app itself is free.
Skype for Business, formerly Link 2013, 4.25 get button.
This one does not have in-app purchases. So what if I'm really curious about an app? I want to learn more about it before I actually download it. Well, that's not a problem. Let's go back to GroupMe.
Get GroupMe.
Because I've heard of GroupMe, but I really don't know much about it. But somebody in my school recently started a GroupMe thing, which, by the way, if I sound more tired than usual, well, there's no app to cure paratransit woes, but that's a whole other story.
GroupMe, heading,
so
search,
what I
button.
Did is to the, you know, the I double-tapped on the name of the app itself.
Search, back button, GroupMe, heading, Skype Communications SARL, button.
Ah, so it is actually part of Skype. So what it's telling me here is the company name. So that tells me it's part of Skype Communications, blah, blah, blah.
Get button.
My get button once again, so I don't have to backspace. If I want it, I can get it from here.
In-app purchases. Share button.
I'm just swiping to the right. Share. What this does, it does not share the physical app. What it does is it'll share the link to wherever you want to post it. Facebook, messages, mail, all that jazz.
1.6M ratings, 4.7 button.
So it's telling me it has 1.6 million ratings with an average rating of 4.7 stars. So make of that what you will.
Age, 12 plus, years old, button.
So it's telling me it's appropriate for ages 12 and up.
Chart, 6, number sign, social networking, button.
And I think it's telling me the category it's under.
Developer, artwork. Skype, language, yen, plus 13 more, button.
So it's telling me it has the language of English, plus 13 more languages, that's nice.
Size, 91.5 MB, button.
Okay, this is kind of a larger app, 91 MB, but not bad.
4, iPhone and iPad apps, button.
So this has an iPhone and an iPad version.
GroupMe, a home for all the groups in your life. Family, roommates, friends, coworkers, teams. Vacations, Greek life, bands, faith groups, events, life changer, four periods, utterly indispensable Gizmodo start chatting add anyone to a group via their phone number or email address. If they don't have the app, they can start chatting over SMS immediately. Control notifications you're in charge, mute specific chats, or the entire app. You can even leave or end group chats. Say more than words with an extensive set of exclusive emoji. You can express yourself in a whole new way. The whole internet in your group may make images, search for and send GIFs and videos. And see content shared from URLs displayed in the chat. Share now. Relive later. The gallery saves your memories. Easily explore the photos and videos shared in your group now or later. Leave texting behind with direct messages. You can use all the features you love for group chat, but one-on-one. Chat wherever you are including. From your computer at groupme.com. Stay in touch whether you're separated by a hallway or a hemisphere. Get your group together. We want to hear your feedback. Support. https://acme/groupme support Twitter. At groupme support Facebook. Facebook.com/GroupMe Instagram, at GroupMe Love, Team GroupMe Note, SMS chat currently available in US only. Standard text messaging rates may apply. Privacy policy https://GroupMe.
I have already had more than enough. I don't know about you guys. If you are interested in any more jibber jabber on that field, you can definitely look this one up. So, but basically it's telling me what the app is about from the developer. Now let's flick to the right.
Skype Communications SAR, ratings and reviews, heading.
And now I can read ratings and reviews.
See all, button.
I can see all.
4.7 out of 5.
So it uses a 5-star rating.
5 stars, 83%. 4 stars, 11%. 3 stars, 3%. 2 stars, 1%. 1 star, 2%.
Wow, so there you go. Definitely, by the amount of stars, you can tell what the rating is. Now, the next question you are going to have, is it accessible? Is there a way to find out? Well, let's look.
1,558,001. Great app. Missing one thing, hand with index and middle fingers crossed. 5 stars.
So now I'm reading the reviews. I'm going to do my heading navigation here.
What's new? Heading.
So now we've got a what's new heading.
Version history. Button.
I can see the version history.
Version 5.57.0, 1W ago. Bullet improved. Layout improvements for the Discover tab and group discoverability settings. Bullet misc bug fixes as always. We love hearing what you think. So please consider leaving a review. For more information, please visit our support page.
That's actually more detailed than a lot of other app updates give, believe me.
App privacy. Heading. See details. Button. The developer, Skype Communications SARL, indicated that the app's privacy practices may include handling of data as described below. For more information, see the developer's privacy.
So Apple's instituted more privacy things that you can look into and whatnot.
Data linked to you. The following data may be collected and linked to your identity. Contact info. User content. Identifiers. Data not linked to you. The following data may be collected, but it is not linked to your identity. Location. Contacts. Search history. Usage data. Diagnostics. Privacy practices may vary. For example, based on the features you use or your age. Learn more. Link. Information. Heading. Seller. Skype Communications SARL. Size. 91.5 MB. Category. Social networking. Compatibility. Works on this iPhone. Button. Languages. English and 13 more. Button. Age rating. 12. In-app purchases. Copyright. Developer website. Button. Privacy policy. More by Skype Communication. See all. Button.
So, unfortunately, there really is not a way to know if an app is truly accessible or not, other than trying it out. The issue you can run into is getting your money back if it's not accessible, and that you would have to go through Apple to deal with. So, however, a great resource you can always try to tap into is AppleVis, where you never know, somebody else might have tried the app and will give you their opinion on whether it's accessible or not. So I could look on AppleVis and see. But you know what? This is going to be great because I've not actually used the GroupMe app, and I really have an excuse to. So I'm going to get this, and then we're going to see what it's like to explore an app in a minute.
Get. Size. Seller. Information. Get. In-app purchase. Loading. Can double click to install.
Okay, so I have to confirm that I indeed want to install the app or pay for it if it was a paid app. And I do, so I'm going to double click the side button. If your phone has a home button, you would double click that instead. But I'm
face
going
ID.
To hold
Account.
It to my face and it'll confirm that it's me and it'll go. I don't remember
Search,
what the deal,
the
process is like if you have your passcode turned off. That is not something I do, something I even recommend. So, there you go. Now I have gotten the app. I know I've not paid for anything because it's a get button. Otherwise, there'd be a price where that get button is. So that's how I know.
Open private data link to you. The developer's open button.
And there we go. Now I've got an open app that tells me that it's fully downloaded. So I'm going to do that.
Open. GroupMe. Welcome to GroupMe.
So this is what I expect. So now we're going to actually look at this app together. This is exploring a new app. So what have I got? It's telling me welcome to GroupMe.
Share with anyone. Anywhere. Sign in. Button. Create an account. Button. Create an account. Button.
All right. So it looks like I have to either sign
Back.
In or
button.
Create an account. So they're creating an account, by the way, because the app is just a program that links to their overall service. I know that whatever account I create here will be available on any device or their website.
Create. Continue with your email, but continue with Apple, but continue with Facebook, continue with Microsoft, but continue with Microsoft.
All right, so we will
continue with Facebook.
With
continue
Facebook.
With alert. GroupMe one. This allows the app and website to share information about cancel. Continue button.
And it's using
GroupMe.
The Facebook
app
to verify Facebook. My Facebook identity.
Secure and
that's
validated.
Actually going through the Safari page.
Format
here.
Real close. Face open. But Facebook heading level one. Facebook link. You must log in first. Make text field. Mobile number or email.
All right. So I will have to deal with that in a second. But because I'm not going to
password.
Well, let's
secure
see
text
if I
field.
Can do this without
insertion.
Me.
Create new account. Espanol link.
No, I don't want
it
to.
Porch front English create or forgot login button password. Secure
let's see
text
if I
field.
Can get
insertion point H
Thank
Y
you.
For this website. Fuzzy 151.
Thank you.
Secure face ID authenticated. Open button. Secure text
okay.
field. 12 characters.
That's nice.
Show link. Login button.
If you want to know what it is, login. It's just password, password. I don't know how you get 12 characters out of that.
Address, 10%.
It actually
Facebook.com. Secure and validated.
It's password, password, password.
Format. Real. Faith log. Group
yes,
me is requesting access to.
Yes.
Your name. Pure. Edit. This.
And that
continue.
Would be a
cancel.
Terrible password.
Continue as Herbie. Button.
Yes. Continue.
Address. 10%. Facebook.com. Screen curtain on. Logo other. Back. Herbie. Your Herbie.Allen at pass. Selected. Sync. Okay. Button. Sync contacts to server. Okay. Button. Selected. Okay.
Right. So it's syncing everything.
I agree to the terms of service and privacy policy. Button.
Okay, so I guess I have to.
I agree. Alert.
That.
Terms of service. Private. Cancel. Cancel. But privacy policy. Button. Terms of service.
Right.
Button. Terms of service. Button.
Yeah. What about
private? Cancel. Button.
Okay, so
password.
You never know what
secure
to expect with
field.
These. Is this a checkbox? Is it a button?
Selected. I agree to the terms of service and privacy policy. Button.
That's what I get for not looking. Okay.
I agree. Alert. Terms of service. Button. Private. Cancel. Cancel. Button.
Really? Okay.
Create account. Create account. I agree to the terms of service and privacy policy. Button. Selected. Okay. Button. Okay. I agree to the terms of service. I agree to alert. Terms of service. Terms of privacy. Terms of service.
So do I actually have to
done.
Look at the
button.
Terms of service?
All Microsoft. Vertical scroll. Copyright. Micro. About. Trade. Term. Private. Contact. Sustainability. Content. Language. Selector. Access. Diverse. Invest. Privacy at Microsoft. Company. About. Career. Company. Visual. App source. Azure Marketplace. Developer. And micro. Documentation. Developer. And IT. Done.
Through junk
all Microsoft. Done. Done. Button.
So we're just kind of experimenting
password.
To
selected.
See.
Sync. Okay. Button. I agree to the terms of service and privacy policy. Button. Create account. Button. Create account. I agree to
really
the. Okay.
Not
button. Selected. Okay.
Liking this app.
Okay. I agree to the terms of service
okay,
and I agree
so.
To alert. Terms of service. Privacy. Cancel. Cancel. Button.
All right. Well, I
privacy
will have
policy.
To do
cancel,
some more
cancel,
playing with
button.
This particular app as it
password.
Likes
create
to
back.
Be.
Herbie. Your name
oh,
and avatar. Herbie.out. Password.
Promise.
Selected. Sync. Button. Password. Secure text field.
Nope. I know what my problem is. I thought by doing the Facebook login, it would automatically put in my password, but it did not. So that part we will have to play with later because I'm not going to
App Store active.
Do my password
group me, active.
I can get keychain to generate when one which I
group
can't
app
from
switcher
here. All
app store
right.
active.
But enough on that. We're getting sidetracked here. Let's go back
that
to our app store. So that is how you search and you can download an app. All right. Well, what if you want to look to see what apps you've purchased and or how about to update an app? Let's go take a look at
tab
that.
Bar.
So
today,
we're
going
to go to our
five.
Today tab.
Today, my account button.
So we've got several options here. My account.
Tonight, 10 p.m. Major update button. Explore Sumeru and Genshin Impact button. Play with the new Dendro Magic. Genshin Impact.
And we
Sumeru
get a lot of
get,
advertising
get,
stuff here. So
make,
to get
my,
out of the
today,
weeds, we're going to go
account,
to my
button,
account.
My account. Account. Done. Herbert Allen. Herbie. Game Center button.
Game Center. This is something that you rarely ever have to make use of.
Purchased button.
So this is where I can see all the apps that I've purchased, including free and paid.
Subscriptions button.
Right. This is a valuable one. Remember those in-app purchases I was telling you about that could be subscription-based? This is where I can see those.
Notifications button. Redeem gift card or code button. Send gift card by email. Add money to account button. Personalized recommendations button. Updated recently.
And now I can see the apps that have updated recently.
LinkedIn, network, and job finder. Today, when you're in a conversation, speed and stability matter. The LinkedIn app is now more reliable than ever. This update contains bug fixes. Version 9.1.282 bullet 301.
So I can see the version number and what they're saying
open
about the
button.
Update. There's an open button.
MSNBC. Today, bug fixes and performance improvements. Version 7.
See, a lot of apps will say that. Bug fixes and improvements.
Oh, Burger King registered app. Oh, Twitter. Today, we are sharing a few updates to make Twitter.
But if there had been apps that had not updated, there would be an update button before the app listing, and I could that would say update all, or otherwise, I could hit an update button next to any app that has one, and it would just update that individual app. So it's very easy to do that. All right.
Open. Update. Personalized
what
recommendations.
Else do I want to show you
add
here?
Money to account. But
let's take a look at purchased here. So
purchased. My purchases button.
So I have my purchases.
Family purchases.
And then we have I have a category called family purchases. If you are not part of a family sharing group, then which we'll have to talk about that
my
another
purchases
time.
Button.
what family sharing is, if you don't know, but
Chanel button.
I can
Herbert,
see my
button.
Family.
Herbert Chanel. My purchases button,
which is just me and her. Even so, it lists me twice, so I can look at my app purchases.
Selected. Search. Search field. Group me today. Sir, not on this iPhone button. Two of two. Selected. All button.
So
one
I
of two.
Can see all my apps.
Not on this iPhone.
Or
button.
Apps that
two
are not
two.
On this iPhone. So these are apps that I would have deleted.
Selected.
So
not
if
on
I
this
iPhone.
Here. One password. Password manager. December. Redownload button. Voiceover clock. September 25th. 2000. Redownload button.
I should try that one again.
Blue letter Bible. August, redownload, NFB 2022 National Convention, redownload, button, DJ app and AI mixer, May 17th, 2000, redownload, video to MP3, convert, video to MP3, convert,
so I can see AT&T all
Sportsnet.
The apps that I've downloaded, and by the way, how far back does this go? Let's see if we can
vertical
find
scroll,
out.
Redownload, Wonder Radio, September 10th, 2010, button.
Yes, folks, you can see an app history that goes all the way back. So Wonder Radio, that actually might indeed be the very first app I downloaded that I don't use. Ooh, that's even before Skype.
Skype, September 10th,
okay.
2010. Button.
So, well, I can actually, so I know I downloaded these like when I got my iPhone. So yes, it goes all the way back to September 10th of 2010. How cool is that? So it's very interesting to see all that, and
I'll purchase
to show you
back,
how,
I'll purchase
how far, more far back
my
you
purchase,
can go. If
family
I go
Chanel,
to Chanel.
Select it. Chanel. Done. Fly Delta. Redownload. Button.
So I can see what
Lost
app
cities,
she's downloaded.
Redownload. Quizoid. Offline trivia quiz. June 16th.
And let's see if I go to the bottom.
Oh, Sarah. Formerly iBlink Radio. October 18th, 2009. Button.
So you can see that the first app that she downloaded was what was called iBlink Radio at the time on October 18th, 2009. So that can be very useful or very useless depending on how you look at things. So that is how far back your history goes to your very first purchase. And since we're on a family plan, I can download any app that she has. And it does keep up the one thing that you do, it does keep up with the app name change. So if some apps have changed the name over the years, so it'll show up as that, not the original app name that you downloaded under. So KNFB Reader, for instance, would be another one. The NFB 2022, when I downloaded it last year, it was NFB 2021. And I didn't even know they had an app for their 2022 convention, so because it's not on my iPhone anymore. But that is the app history. All right, now let's talk about some other things regarding apps. What if you want to
Social
get
folder.
Rid of an app that you
Eight
have
apps.
On your phone 14. And you don't want it anymore? Well, that's very easy to do. And I'm going to show you deleting. I'm also going to show you how you can organize apps. Now, let's go to page two
of two. Both. Let's view. Peacock. Pages. Page two of two. Adjust page. Peacock. Let's view. Bose Music.
Okay.
Bose Music. Let's view.
We're going to get rid of Let's View. I don't need it right now. So I'm going. There's a couple of options I can do here. So if I swipe down.
Edit mode.
To edit, that's going to be my best option.
Started editing.
So now I just did one finger swipe down, I double tap that, and I'm going to swipe down, or
delete.
I can go up, it doesn't matter, but if I swipe down once, there's my delete option.
Alert, remove Let's View. Removing from home screen will keep the app in your app library.
Now this is something important, so there's two different options here.
Delete app, button, remove from home screen, button.
So I can actually delete the app and it'll be completely gone, or I can just remove it from my home screen, which means it'll still be in my app library and I can open it that way, but it will still be technically on my phone. So you know what?
Cancel, remove, delete app button.
I'm going
remove,
to
finished editing. Cancel, remove from home screen.
Just remove it from
Bose
the
music.
Home screen because I actually might need it again. All right. Now, what if I want to organize my apps into folders, because I like to do that? Well, that's actually a lot easier to do than what it used to be. I won't even try to describe the old way that we used to have to do it with dragging apps and it not being very cooperative, but this is very easy to do. So
Bose Music.
Bose Music.
Edit mode. Started editing.
So now I've started editing.
Delete. Drag Bose music.
And now I can...
Activate default. Stop editing apps.
Activating it will open it.
Delete. Drag Bose music.
But we're going to drag.
Peacock is editing.
And so now I can either drag another file. You know what? I want this app in my music folder. So I'm going to go over
page 2 of 3. Page 1 of 3.
By swiping to the right and then flicking down to page 1. And then I'm going to open my music
social,
folder.
Social sports folder. Music folder is editing. For apps. Spotify is...
And now let's go to where
page
I want
adjustable
Bose music.
Spotify page 1 of 2. Spotify is editing.
Okay, so I'm at
actions
my Spotify
available.
App,
drop
which
available.
Is at the end of the folder. It's saying drop available. What does that mean? Well, let's flick down.
Stop editing apps. Close folder. Add to drag session. Drop Bose music after Spotify. Drop ready.
So I could actually drag Spotify and move them both at the same time if I wanted to, or I can place it after Bose
Drop Bose
thing.
Music after Spotify. Drop Bose music before Spotify. Drop Bose music after Spotify. Drop ready.
I want it after, so I'm
drop
going to
complete.
Double tap
row
that.
Row 2. Column 2.
And now I'm going to do a one finger swipe up. If your phone has a home button, it will be
finished editing.
The pressing of that button once. And now I can look at my music folder.
Music. Music. Heading. Music. Rick D's hit. YouTube music. Spotify. Bose music.
And voila, my Bose music is now my music folder on page 1 instead of lurking on page 2. So now, what if
music
I want to
folder.
Create a new
5
folder?
App, page 2
That's
of 2.
Easy
Peacock.
Enough.
Pages.
We're going to put an unlikely pair together. Pages with Peacock.
Edit mode.
So
started editing.
Let's do edit mode.
Activate
on pages.
Default.
Doesn't matter here.
Stop, delete.
Which direction I go.
Drag pages. Peacock is editing. Stop editing. Add to drag session. Drop pages before. Drop pages after. Create new folder with Peacock and pages.
And I'm just
drop
swiping
ready.
Down to where it says new folder with. And you heard it say Peacock and pages. So I'm going to double
creating
tap that.
Productivity folder. Add widget. Done. Button. Add widget. Button.
I can add a widget.
Done. Productivity folder is editing. Two apps.
But if I swipe to the right, I can actually rename this if I want, or I can hit the done button, but... And I'm going to rename
pages
this
is page 1
to...
of 2. Pages. Peacock. Is that clear text? Folder name. Productivity. Text field. Folder
so
name.
Swipe
text
to the left
field.
Of
is editing.
Name,
productivity.
But,
headings.
I'm going to call
Word,
this...
Braille screen input. Cap
not...
at
not... productivity
portrait Braille screen input not
okay it did work
dot cap space not portrait clear folder name text field is editing not productivity word mode clear to peacock clear folder name text field is that done
and then done is on the bottom right I double
done.
Tap that
pages is that page 1 of adjustable page peacock clear text folder name text field
and then I can swipe
finished
up.
Editing not productivity heading
and I now have a not productivity folder and that's how I
not
organize
productivity folder
apps.
Two apps
all right I want to sort of turn things over now to you all and see if you have any questions
it is Doug's iPhone
I got a little bit lost when you were talking about the moving apps from moving apps around from different screens and I was wondering if you maybe could give just a quick little overview on that again I know that I'll just have to try it and work with it
you will so basically when you want to move an app you just go to it swipe down once to edit you double tap that And then you're presented with several different options as you swipe up or down. If you swipe down once, that's how you would delete it. But if you want to move it to somewhere else, you swipe down to drag. Double tap that. And then you just move around on your screen like you normally would to where you want to go. And then it will give you the option. If you swipe down again or swipe up when you're next to another app, it'll ask you, do you want to move this app? Before or after the app, or if you're outside of a folder, it'll also give you an option as you keep swiping down to create a folder with the two apps, the one you're dragging and the one you're pointed to.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully that makes sense, and I suspect it'd make a little bit more sense when you are actually playing with it. But remember that important step to double tap on what you want to do, delete or drag, and it'll say start dragging, and then you know you can move around. And then once you're done, I don't know if your phone has is your phone the home button one or the home buttonless one?
Uh-oh,
he got muted. That's okay.
Yeah.
If you have a home button, once you've done making your changes, if you hit the home button, that'll take you back to the previous screen. If yours does not have a home button, then you swipe up to do the home button gesture. So that is how you do that. All right. So couple things with the App Store real
1940,
quick.
1940, Tuesday, August 23rd.
Also see what is
weather
trending.
Folder. Weather folder. Two apps. App Store. Active.
So to
App Store.
Do that,
active. Apps. Tab. 3 of 5.
Let's go to our Apps tab.
App in loading. Must have vertical scroll bar. App. About in-app purchases. Button. About family sharing. Button.
Ah, so here's where we can also learn about in-app purchases, family sharing.
Manage your subscriptions. Button. Apps for accessibility. Button.
All right, here is where we actually do have an apps for accessibility.
Apps with voiceover, button. Change your payment method, button. Request a refund, button. About personalization, button. Redeem, button. Send gift, button.
So this is a very important screen, and they've kind of changed things a little bit over the years. So what if we
request
want to learn
a refund,
about apps with
change
voiceover?
Your payment method, apps with voiceover, button.
Let's double tap that, shall we?
Get started, popular, dismiss article. Voiceover, which is built into iOS. Is the world's first gesture-based screen reader. Allow boost your productivity. Heading. IFTTT. Automation.
So here's it's listing apps that are compatible with VoiceOver.
Get. Calendar by Fantastical. Reminders and to-do list. Get. Dropbox. Secure cloud storage. Open.
Yep.
Voice Dream Writer. Productivity. 1Password 8. $9.99.
Here we
button.
Go. So here's an app that you actually do have to purchase. So remember I showed you that get button before. But this one is $9. You know, I'd have to raise my hands if I wanted to. VoiceOver is talking to me. So I could purchase it if
1Password 8. Get. In-app purchase. Scrivener. Productivity. Button. 19. Yahoo Mail. Organized email. Get. Hey Marka. Texting for Teams. Business. Get. Microsoft Word. Microsoft Excel. Get. Microsoft PowerPoint. Get. Pages. Document. Open. Keynote. Build. Open. Numbers. Open. Reach your destination. Lift. Redownload button. Uber.
So yep, I can see a lot of apps that are rated as being accessible with VoiceOver. So this can be a great tool if you are new to apps.
Dismiss article button.
And all that.
Apps with VoiceOver button. Call.
And that is my Metrolyft calling. I forgot to let you know that
one notification.
That's a little bit early for them,
send
actually.
Send gift,
but,
button, redeem, about, request,
okay,
apps
what
for
else?
Apps,
okay.
Manage your subscriptions.
Manage your subscriptions.
Button.
This is an important one, because this goes back to those in-app purchases I was talking about.
Some apps offer subscription-based access to their content. Unlike, learn more about subscriptions and private. When you purchase an auto-renewing subscription from a third-party developer, we create a randomly generated subscriber ID that is unique to you and that developer. Develop share story
nice.
Button vertical scroll bar get started.
I really wanted to manage
dismiss
them.
get started manage your subscriptions dismiss article
so
button.
All right
tab bar
we
games,
can do that
tab,
a different
selected.
Way
game
no,
today
I don't like
tab
games.
Today my tonight 10 p.m my account button
and I do not know what that tonight 10
account.
P.m
heading.
Major
done.
Update thing
game
is
center
when I hit the
purchase
button, doesn't
button.
Do anything
subscriptions button
but now let's go to my account and let's
account.
Look at subscriptions
button. Active head sort app name pop-up button
all right so now I can see what active subscriptions I have here
inactive heading level 2
and I can see inactive ones
options
too.
Heading level apple one enjoy millions of songs over 100 games share with family eligible subscription renewal receipts checkbox uncheck a receipt will be sent to you each time one of your subscriptions renews receipts T-Mobile USA plan benefits button your cellular plan account
all right,
sort
so
inactive
really
heading level 2 sort
any.
App name pop-up button app name button price
active
button
ones
renewal date
at the
price
moment.
Selected app
but
dismiss context menu
let's see here
subscribe sort app name Apple Music link image
there we go oh now it
a
doesn't
red and white
show
logo on a black background.
It used to be a lot more accessible, and this is something that kind of broke recently in iOS 15. So now I can see Apple Music.
Apple Music, student, link. Renew September 6th, link. $5.99, link. Apple TV Plus, link. Apple TV Plus, Apple TV Channel. Renew September, $4.99, iTunes Match, link. iTunes, renew, $24, Paramount Plus, link. Paramount Plus, link. Apple TV Channel, link. Renews August 28th, $9, and Vintage Radio, link. Image, Vintage, Unlimited, renews $19, inactive, heading level
so
2.
So there are all my active app subscriptions, and There you go.
ESPN, live sports and scores. Link.
Here we go. Now it's showing the inactive ones.
ESPN, expired. Weatherly, link. Image. Weatherly, monthly access. Expired February 3rd. Dice World registered 6 fun games. Sound customization. Expired AUG. The video converter. Link. The video premium. Expired.
So this is really nice because you can see if you've made any in-app purchases, what things you have purchased, what you have not, and that is a very important thing. So that is how you can keep track of all your stuff when it comes to the App Store. So real quick, guys, next month should probably be a more exciting demonstration, as we are going to talk about what's new with iOS 16. So Apple is planning an event on September 7th. And I'm trusting that iOS 16 will be released by the time we have our next Apple Bites. So I hope you will join me for that. Another thing that you need to know about with apps that can affect the size is the app data. And the what that Link. Does is, so different apps like Bard, for instance, like if you use the Bard app, all your books, that'll affect the size of the app. But there are ways to clear out the internal data of apps if you need to do that in settings. Another thing you do need to know about apps is when it comes to backing up your phone, some apps will back up your data entirely, some will not. Bard is a very good example of this, where it will back up your login info, but it does not actually back up the books that you download. So if you ever restore your phone or you get a new phone or whatever, you have to re-download your books. But VoiceStream, on the other hand, if you have the Cloud Sync enabled, it will transfer your data from one phone to another. And that is how that works. And so different apps will handle data storage differently. Some apps don't even store data on your phone. Dropbox and Google Drive are examples of this, where your data is available on the net, but you have to physically download it to your phone to be able to, if you want to have that data on your phone. Otherwise, it just stores it remotely. So that's really good, considering I have 2 terabytes of Dropbox storage, and they do not make a 2 terabyte phone. So that is another thing that you need to know about apps. And let's see, is there anything else I need to tell you? I really can't think much of anything at the moment. I think we covered how to...
We do have 2 raised hands.
All right. Then let's get to you guys.
All right. Now I'm going to start with Mary Beth.
All right.
Because she hasn't spoken yet.
Hi. Well, good for you, Diane. I just had a question about Audible. I ask you 2 questions. One, I'm not great at this. Okay, so I downloaded a book from Audible. Now I want to delete it off, and I'm having difficulty deleting it. That's my first question. My second question is, if you back up your phone, does Audible store? Do you know or not? Does it keep it on your phone?
Audible, I want to say, does store. And
1948, Tuesday,
how do we delete
August 23rd.
Audible book? That's, so that's an in-app question.
Account,
because
back,
so, that's based
characters,
on the app. So
Braille
let's
screen,
take a look UD, here.
Orientation lock,
bring
opening
Audible.
Audible, portrait, Audible.
And
jump
forward, let's
jump
find
back,
the book
back,
I
car
want
mode,
to
close,
potentially
close.
Get rid of. Let's see
back,
here.
Tab, select, li- home, tab, library, tab,
so
2 of 4.
So let's go to my library
selected.
Tab.
The mind pool, by all clear, by 251 recent, but select star The Rise of Endymion by Camilla by Fanny Burney.
Can go away.
Add to favorites menu. Archive this type. Add to collection. Mark is finished. Download. Activate default. Add to favorites
so I
menu.
Think archive is our option.
Title
Let's
details.
Go to menu.
Down. Share. Mark is great and add to favorites. Titled Fanny Burney.
Actually,
cancel.
I need a
button.
Book that I've actually downloaded because I just
Endymion.
Me. It's
Camilla, The Rise of Endymion.
Okay.
Add to favorites menu. Arc. Add. Mark is unfinished. Download. Activate default. Add to favorites.
Yeah, I sort of got
Activate
stuck in
default.
This loop, but I just couldn't get out of it.
Add to menu.
All right.
Title to dance download. Share. Mark is great and read. Add to collect. Clean at archive this. Cancel. Cancel.
Are you button. Downloaded? Okay, I'm looking and for a book that I know is actually downloaded.
Select button. Recent. Select. Star Wars. Thrawn Ascent. Star Wars. Select. Read to. Thrawn. Finit. Download. In progress. Downloaded. Switch button. Off. On.
Okay, I just
finished.
Want to look it down.
Three titles. Recent. Select button. Blackout. The Mind Pool. Star Wars. Thrawn Ascendancy. Book All 2. Right. Mark is add to collection. Sync to watch. Archive this title. Menu. Remove from device.
Okay, so if you swipe up or down from
add
a
to
book,
favorites.
You'll see an option that says remove from device.
Remove from device.
So if you double tap that,
the Mind
it
Pool.
Will remove it from your device, and that's how you go. So you just swipe down on the title till you get there.
So you double tap on the title and then swipe.
Don't double tap on the title. Just swipe down.
Don't.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I'm doing wrong. All right,
so,
great.
So,
thank you so much.
Mary Beth, I got to ask real quick. Have you ever tried the Zoom app yet?
No. One of these days I will. I know.
All right. Well,
now that I have a Hable, maybe I really will.
Good. I think you should. Let's see if you can use the App Store knowledge I gave you to download the Zoom app, and that'll make me happy.
Yeah, that's one. So. Actually, I have it downloaded. It's just I haven't done anything with it.
All right. Well,
which is worse. Okay, I will. Yeah,
that is worse.
I love the Hable, by the way.
Excellent. Which we did Maria did a very thorough and in-depth presentation of last week. So, all right. Well, let's see you get on the Zoom app then, and I think that'll be totally cool. All right.
Doug's iPhone.
All right. Well, we established that Doug is with his iPhone. So.
Yes. So, Doug, you can go ahead.
First, I wanted to say that thank you for the presentation. I enjoy learning more about the App Store app. I didn't know a lot about it. And then just kind of as a general question, you're talking about backing your phone up to the iCloud. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but for a lot of the apps like Messages, Phone, whether some of those, if you go into your settings app and under iCloud, it will give you a number of choices whether you want to back those up or not. And if you do choose to back them up, I was assuming then that it backs up your data on those. Is that a correct general assumption, or am I incorrect?
You are correct. Most apps will back up your data. Like I said, Bard, there's some apps that don't back up everything. Like Bard, for instance, your account login will transfer from one account, one phone to the next, and so will your app settings. But the books that you've downloaded will not transfer. But there's other apps like Messages that will download and store your entire data. So it does kind of depend on apps, but yes, you can go under your name and the iCloud and choose which apps you want backed up and which ones you do not.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very good. All right. You'll be teaching this one day. Real quick, one thing I forgot to mention, because this came up on Unmute today about how you can access the archives. So these calls are not streamed on ACB Media 5 or ACB Media in general. So the only way to get archives is through the BITS website. So if you would like to do that, go to bits-acb.org. And if you've not done so, for all you BITS members, have you checked out the ACB community in general? There's a lot of great calls on there as well. So get on that list by sending an email to community@acb.org. But BITS-wise, we've got other events coming up. I believe the NVDA class is going to be resuming next Tuesday. And by the way, there is an NVDA remote app for your phone. Yes, you do need a Bluetooth keyboard to use it. And I imagine it would also work with the Hable One. But you can download NVDA remote and you can remote into any computer that has NVDA and has the remote tool set up. They cannot log into your phone. You can only log into the computer. But there is an actual dedicated remote app for the phone. And on the phone side, you type in the server name, the password, And you can set your own voice rate and stuff like that. So there you go. Another app to play with, guys, if you're MVDA users or you have friends who are and you'd like to be able to control their computers from your phone.
You do have a raised hand.
All right. One left. Take us out, whoever your raised hand is.
It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Herbie. Hello.
Hello.
Good, good presentation. Do you know of an app called Ask App? A-S-K, as in ask a question.
Nope.
I have something on my phone that I believe says Ask App. I never put it there. I have no idea what it is. And I just thought maybe you could tell me, but you don't know either.
I've never heard of it. Have you tried deleting it?
I have not. I just left it there, and I probably could delete it at some point.
I think you probably could.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Okay, that's good. Thank you. And do you know of a exercise app called, I think it's called Revision?
I may have heard of it. There's like a gazillion apps.
Yeah, no,
out there.
I just wondered because it's a blindness related app, and I wondered if anybody had any personal experience with it, and I'm going to go check it. I got the demo, which is this very minor demo.
All right. Well, I've not heard of it, but if anybody else has any experience with it, please raise your hand and we will take your feedback. All right, guys. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the presentation.
Did, yes.
Excellent. And like I said, next month, if Apple sticks to their current plan, we'll be talking about what's new in iOS 16. If not, then trust me, I will find something else to talk about instead. So have no fear. I will be here.